Well, I went to Union Carbide in the 60s in research, and they challenged me to develop alternate means of supplying oxygen other than the cryogenic means that they were, that was the normal way for them to do it. And so I got involved in thin film technology and chemical oxygen systems, and which was semi-successful, but finally I was exposed to something called synthetic zeolites, which is a material that has an affinity for nitrogen. So if you pass air through it, it holds back the nitrogen and allows the oxygen to pass through. They had been attempting to make this, come up with an efficient means of using this to produce oxygen for a bit of time, and they gave it to me when I got there, and through some mathematical modeling and single belt simulation, I came up with a way to do it efficiently. At a particular point in time, a gentleman inside Union Carbide who had developed a system called UNOX for treatment of wastewater, and he needed an inexpensive way to produce oxygen. So in the hubris of youth, I said, oh, I can do that. And so unfortunately, he didn't realize it was all from, it required about a 10,000 to 1 scale up from what I was doing. But again, we proceeded, ultimately successful with building the system to treat the wastewater at the Lederer Laboratories in Orange County. And that began a new industry for Union Carbide.